As we prepare to enter into a time of prayer, let me share with you a joy and some concerns that have come to our attention in the course of this past week. We begin with a wonderful joy. The birth of Isabel Rose Carson to Jessica and Matt Carson on Wednesday, September 23rd. A rose has been placed on our communion table in honor of Izzy's birth and has been delivered to Matt and Jess as they celebrate their precious gift from God. We also have concerns. First, for the family of Keith Bupp. Keith, the oldest son of Gail Bupp, passed away on Saturday, September 26th, after succumbing to early onset Alzheimer's at the age of 59. Gail is a longtime member of St. John's, and her husband Marty served as an associate pastor here during the 1960s. Keith was also the nephew of Jerry and Loretta Umstead and a cousin of Wendy O'Connor. And another concern for Lynn Cavallaro, mother of Sally and Don Atkus's son-in-law. Lynn was recently diagnosed with pancreatic cancer. As we come into this time of prayer, we each come with our own particular joys and concerns, things weighing heavy on our heart, filling our minds. May we be confident that as we pray, our God is listening. Let us be together in a spirit of prayer. Eternal God, with humility, gratitude, and awe, we come before you in prayer, bringing with us all that weighs heavy on our hearts and minds, as well as all that brings joy and gives us reason to celebrate. In the quiet of these moments, we lift our prayers of gratitude for new life, and in particular for Isabel Rose. Now more than ever, the arrival of a little one assures us that your desire is indeed for life to go on. May her presence among us and her loving parents, Jessica and Matt, give us renewed hope while serving as a reminder of what is right and good in our world. In the quiet of these moments, we lift our prayers in sorrow as we grieve with the Bupp family in their time of loss. And in this time of distance and separation that necessitates grieving and mourning in new and different ways, blanket them with your strength and comfort. Dry their tears and carry them through this challenging time. Be with all who are grieving, struggling, dealing with loss in the face of frightening health diagnoses, in the face of wildfires and other natural disasters, in the face of economic and food insecurity. In the quiet of these moments, we lift our prayers of deep concern for our nation, divided in so many ways and hurting on so many levels. The pain is palpable. The tension is real. As we observe both the best and worst of humankind rising to the surface in every sector of society, God help us. May those we have elected to serve do so with integrity and courage. May those who have been called to lead do so with concern, not just for their own well-being, but for the well-being of all, and especially for the least and lost among us. Now more than ever, O God, you are calling us to be the church, to live our faith, to speak your truth in love, to risk fighting for what we care about and doing so in a way that others will want to join us and will also want to follow you. Grant us the desire and the courage to be your people this day and every day. For it is in Christ's name that we pray. Amen. All around the world today, Christians are celebrating communion. Some are gathered with fellow worshipers in church buildings. But many like us are breaking bread and drinking from the cup in the safety of their own homes. We are apart, yet joined by our shared faith and hope in Christ Jesus. We are apart, yet joined by our common desire to be fed by Christ in ways this world cannot feed us. We are apart, yet gathered in spirit as we remember the words Jesus spoke when he broke bread with his disciples in an upper room in the midst of a Passover meal, and pass the chalice among his beloveds, desiring to both feed and prepare them for what lie ahead. Speaking words that would intrigue and jolt his disciples, Jesus took the bread, and after giving thanks, he broke it. And he said, "This is my body, given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." In the same way, he took the chalice of wine that was on the table, gave thanks for it, and as he proceeded to share it, he said to the disciples, "This is my blood, poured out for you for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in remembrance of me." Somber words amid a sacred meal. Life-changing words to balance the life-destroying words that would soon be spoken as Jesus was sentenced to death on a cross. We hear these life-changing, life-giving words amid a pandemic. These words and this sacrament are not a magic cure for all that ails us, but they are a powerful reminder that despair and death never get the final word for those of us who have placed our faith and trust in Jesus Christ. That which is broken can be made whole. That which is poured out from the very heart and core of one's being can transform death into life. Now, more than ever, we are counting on that. O God, bless these simple elements and us as we share your gifts and welcome your presence among us. And now I invite you to take the bread you have before you, and as you do, thank God for feeding you. Welcome Christ to your table wherever you have set it. Savor the simplicity of this basic necessity of life. Take your time. This is the body of Christ, broken for you, broken for me. And now, as you sip from the cup you have before you, thank God for quenching your thirst. Picture Christ sharing the cup with you. Savor the moment. Be still in the quiet and calm of this sacred time. The blood of Christ, shed for you, shed for me. Take and drink. Thank you. I invite you now to join with me in a spirit of prayer. Thank you, God, for feeding us at your table, a table that during this pandemic has become a movable feast so that all might partake in safety and in peace. Having been fed by you, may we commit ourselves anew to feeding those who long for that which will fill both their bellies and their souls. Continue to journey with us as we seek to shine your light in a world in desperate need of illumination. This we pray in Christ's name. Amen. We have rules for the journey. We know what they are. If we can't remember all 10, may we remember the 2, to love God with our whole being and our neighbor as ourselves. As you go out into the world, do so in peace. Be of good courage. Hold fast to that which is good. Render to no one evil for evil. Strengthen the faint-hearted, support the weak, help the afflicted, honor all people. Love and serve God, rejoicing in the power of God's Holy Spirit. And as you do, may the light of God surround you, the love of God enfold you, the power of God protect you, and the peace of God sustain you, now and always. Amen.